Oh, that was a pleasant surprise.
Hey. I there was might guessing be more. Another, who knows?
I know. I was guessing another one, but
maybe. Who knows?
I can there almost guess one.
Welcome to Cue the Mic. I'm Darren Worth.
And I'm Randy Twyford.
And I'm Emma Derflinger, and this is episode 54, which also marks one whole year of us podcasting.
Now, Emma's more excited about this than Randy and I both are, because we're, Randy and I, that old math that we do, we're trying to figure out how 54 episodes makes a year, but hey, what? We know there's leap year involved, and that's a week,
Franklin,
Yeah, and technically, there's leap year, and we released two episodes in the first week, so it's 54. So on May 1st of 2023, that was last year, we released our first episode, which would be this week.
And I invite you to not go back and listen to those first three episodes, because they were horrible from sound, from we just did not have our shit together.
No, but we're here now, so...
We're here now, and we're clear, we're concise.
Sometimes.
I don't know about concise. Yeah. I wouldn't push that one, Darren.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Randy on that one.
So, Randy, do we get at Emma's taking control.
That's
yeah,
fine.
Of this episode. So do we have to get right into Emma stuff, or do we get to talk about our lives?
I thought you guys can do a little banter. I thought I kind of planned for that. You know, what's going on? How was your guys' week?
Well, I had an interesting week, a busy week, a very, what I thought was going to be stressful week, but wasn't a very stressful week. But, you know, I got a colonoscopy on Wednesday, all cleared out.
Fucking gross. You
know, best feeling in the world. Doctor says, see you in about 7 years or so. So that's good. And then on Thursday and Friday, I spent all day with film crew and marketing crews and
really?
With a customer. With Smithfield, I've always represented Smithfield on the fresh side of the business, and now, you know, fresh pork business is in the shitter, so we've parted ways on the fresh side. But I was picked up as a free agent on the food service side, so now I would be called the national spokesperson for their smoking fast pre-cooked barbecue products.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah. It was kind of fun. Just a little side gig, but, you know, we just spent days showcasing myself and, you know, our operations and also their products. And I had a chance, they've got, I don't know, 16, 17,
is that stuff
18
any good?
Products.
Is it any good?
I'm telling you, Randy, I heated up every single thing they had and demoed it in front of camera.
Uh-huh.
It's really good. It's really good. I almost made a bet. So the only difference was theirs is hickory smoked. So it's got some hickory to it.
Right.
I was going to ship it all in and run my restaurant for a day with it. But
really?
If it wasn't hickory smoked, you know, it's hickory smoked and I use cherry. If I was using hickory, I think I could have pulled it off. It was good. I couldn't believe it. I said, I know you guys are paying me to do this, but it was good. I was impressed. The birria, they've got this whole line of, we couldn't call it ethnic, but we got a whole line of global proteins is what we called it.
Global
proteins that had beef birria, carnitas, and barbacoa.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, it was probably some of the best birria I've ever had. It was, and the barbacoa and the carnitas, ooh, yeah.
Now,
they said, well, just donate. I mean, I've got cases of this stuff. And they're like, well, just donate it to a charity. that carnitas, and that's all going in my freezer. I'm eating that.
But it's something you can't go to Walmart and buy.
You can. It's not a retail product. It's a food service. So I was talking directly to... on the video of you know, think about a golf course or a restaurant that a diner that doesn't have barbecue on the menu and doesn't want to spend the money to put a smoker and a pitmaster, you know, or a chef at a college that wants to put barbecue on the menu, or just somebody that wants, you know, a sports bar that wants simple barbecue nachos. You know, right. You take their pulled pork, which it's not, you know, you think of that pre-cooked product is all going to be sauced and mush.
Right.
This wasn't. This was big old chunks of pork. I mean, big chunks of pork that you could just pull apart if you wanted. You could leave it whole. But, yeah, you just heat it up in a bag. I just wrapped it in foil and threw it in the oven for, I don't know, about 45 minutes, threw it in the warmer. I'm like, okay, this doesn't have to be warm all the way. You know, we're just shooting video and want it to look
nice.
Right. I'll tell you what, I was super impressed.
I'll be damned. Well, good deal.
I was super impressed. So hopefully we get some traction out of it. And I gave them some ideas. I think their portions are kind of off. I'd like to see them go into more individually packed portions for things like the convenience store, or, you know, where you don't have to heat up 2 pounds or 5 pounds. They got 2 pounds, 5 pounds, whole muscle. But I'd like to see a 4 or 5 ounce portion where they could, you know, you could just take two of just these portions out of the freezer, thaw them out, nuke it, and whatever. So,
sure,
it's pretty impressive.
That makes sense. Were they open to that?
Oh yeah, they're open to it. They're already working on it, trying to figure out how they get it done. But I was just trying to be the voice of the customer. Oh, there goes them dogs again.
Marla just got home from town. Pardon the noise.
That's all right.
There's not a fucking thing I can do about it.
They'll go away.
There's not a fucking thing I can do about it.
I forgive you. Look, it's already gone. How was your week, Randy?
No, it was good. It was good. We had the truck out. What? It was. We had a good week. We had the truck out, and we had one day that sucked. But, you know, as Uncle Mike would say, you can't have winners every day, you know. And and been battling the weather a little bit. It was a rainy day and stuff, so that had some effect on it too. And we were away from the location, but had a couple very big caterings come along this week also. So, and not to be religious, but thank God this week is finals week. So that means
you get your payroll,
your staff
back.
Yeah, I get my staff back. They're, you know, some of them are freed up this week. They'll be back this week some, and then the week after it's full bore. All three of my guys are back, and I won't have to book a catering event, a food truck event, and go, oh boy. One big news, I guess, I think we kind of talked about it, that new food truck park that we might be getting here. We are getting it. We are getting here in Jacksonville. Had a meeting with them. The guy.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It went, say excellent is not giving it any credit. It went fantastic.
Ooh. Good. Well, that's awesome.
The guy, for not knowing, saying that he doesn't know jack shit about food truck parks, he
seemed
knows
to know
jack
enough.
Shit about. Yeah, I mean, got utilities at every post, so when you pull in there, you can hook up to 30. They got 30, 50, and 20-amp service, water, sewer if you want it. You know, you got to have a grease trap, of course. But, and then, you know, he had been wanting to do it just by the month, and I talked to him, and I think we're going to be able to go in there on a daily basis and stuff and set up. So I'm not saying we're going to move our location from Circle K down there, but we may do some odd days down there at the food truck park. And he's putting up those sail things over the top, you know, I call them tarps, but they're the triangle things, different colors you see in outside. And like you see them down in Florida, they're putting up those, and I've got tables and chairs and, so I think the guy's on the right track. There's several trucks in Jacksonville now, and I'm concerned about not having a free one there. You know, if I want to go in there on a Friday, or if I want to switch on a Wednesday, not having one, because I know of another truck that's interested in doing the same thing, which we wouldn't conflict with each other. But it went really good. I think it's going to be a big opportunity for us. I just hope. He's good with the city and it won't be long until the regular restaurants are going to start raising hell about it. So once he gets
right on
done what he wants and we get a 3 or 4 trucks in there, people are going to go, oh shit. And the rest other restaurants are going to go, oh shit, the fuckers, you know?
right.
And
right,
I see that becoming a problem the way things are. So.
Yeah.
But very good. Very good.
That's awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah. Speaking of weather, did you have any crazy weather over there in Illinois this weekend specifically?
No, we Randy? Didn't. We just had some wind, a little bit of wind and stuff, but I dumped the rain gauge Friday evening, and I checked it mm-hmm. this morning. We had 1 7/10 of rain, so we had some pretty good rain. So,
yeah. Did you, Darren, how did your house come out with the tornado that just ripped through Des Moines on Friday?
You know, Emma, you got to quit watching the damn news.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, because my house...
The tornado hit literally touchdown in one neighborhood in Pleasant Hill, out kind of in the middle of the country. And so I was watching it today. All the news stuff was in one neighborhood. And I feel sorry for those people, whatever. But,
yeah.
I mean... You go out to Omaha where it went through.
Yeah,
it went right by his farm and just obliterated. He's got his buddy's shooting a photo of a video mm-hmm. until he had to go get cover, and then later, I mean, it decimated. There was nothing left but 2x4s all over the ground in Elkhorn, Nebraska. But yeah, Sherry, we're sitting around. That was Friday night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Friday night, we're sitting around, and of course. I'm outside, right? Tornado sirens are going off. I mean, I live up on a big hill.
Yeah, Midwestern as it gets.
Right next to a trailer court. And I'm like, man, this is perfect viewing.
Target.
Right?
Target.
Just mm-hmm. target, you know? And so everybody's checking on me. The OBR guys are checking on me. Everything fine? Everything going on? Oh, hell yeah, I'm outside. Just checking out. I'm shooting videos. And Sherry's going, I think you need to come inside. And I'm like, no, I don't see any rotation. Oh, we don't even have any wind. And so... All that back and forth, never saw a thing, just lightning and rain and shit like that. And sirens went off 30 times because mm-hmm. we live kind of between Des Moines and Ankeny and Bondurant and Altoona, so you can hear all the sirens. So they were just, one time they were all going off, mm-hmm. but I'm watching the radar and I'm like, yeah, I'm not seeing much here. So, but then we went finally about 9:30. She's like, okay, I think it's pretty much done. I'm going to bed. Then at 11 o'clock, my phone went off. Now, it hadn't went off all the other times.
Interesting.
But at 11 o'clock at night, when that bitch was on the charger, it went off and scared the shit out of me. I'm like, what the hell? And so I get up. Sherry's sleeping. I get up and I go outside. And I mean, it's about as eerie. If I knew we were going to get a tornado, I figure we're going to get slammed right then. Really? Yeah. I mean, it was like, it was dark. So eerie and dark and just really eerie. But it only lasted about 20 minutes. I just kind of hung out and just kept my eye to the sky. You know, I'm
really
not that irresponsible, but I am going to be the guy that gets it on video if it's going past the house. You know, that's
right.
going to be me. But I did. It was serious enough that I did go start my generator, in-home generator. I made sure that was running. So I let it run for about 15 minutes manually. And then, so it would kick on automatically. Cause I do like my creature comforts. If we are going to get blown away, I just soon have electricity.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Have you heard?
The news definitely made that seem way more intense than it really was. Yeah. Cause the newscasters' faces looked like they were in absolute terror. So then I was freaked out, and I wasn't home. Oh,
yeah, that on Channel 8, that was at Jason something. Sherry goes, he looks nervous, and I'm like, they're like, we see rotation, we see rotation. There's really not a tornado on the ground. We just see rotation. I'm like, yeah, rotate this, buddy.
Weather woman, she just was like, Consi, like, she was doing an Emma. She wasn't checking her pulse, but she was, like, her heart rate constantly. And you could just tell she was in fear. So I was all freaked out. And I wasn't at home. I was in Altoona. So I was worried that my dog was going to die all day. I almost went home. but she was with my brother, so all was fine. But yeah, it was really, it was wild how intense they made that feel.
It was kind of a wild, it kind of was a wild.
They had a massive concert at Wells Fargo, sold out show for Zach Bryan. And I was asking my buddies who were there, I was like, what was that like being in a, like the middle of the tornado during the concert? He said they didn't even stop it. They just played longer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he just played longer. Yeah,
they just kept him inside.
I'll be damned.
So he played one of his most popular songs for about 25 minutes because it's one of those that he could just play in a loop. Yeah. And it's always a good time. So it was long.
I saw that on TikTok.
Yeah.
I saw he was playing in a loop.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Darren, you said OBR. Have you heard if the Operation Barbecue Relief guys are headed to Des Moines or to Lincoln, Nebraska?
Well, they're not headed to Des Moines. I think they're deploying to Nebraska. So Nebraska. I know the gal that's the Iowa lead. She lives over there on the Nebraska border. And so she posted something last night that our friends over at Porky Butts, they got together and he donated 300 pork sandwiches yesterday until they got the boots on the ground. They called wanting to know, hey, do I got smoker capacity? Can I loan them out a smoker, which I've done in the past? And I said, yeah, I can loan you a smoker up until graduation season and then kind of need that capacity back. But then I never heard much else. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. So
it usually takes them, unfortunately, by the time they get set up, because they're really focused on first responders and things like that. So it usually takes them 2 or 3 days before they can get the clearance from all these cities about where do I set up an encampment or whatever. It's not a very quick, deployment thing. It takes them a while. Not their fault, because they're ready to go, man. They were on top of it. I was getting calls out of Florida from Mike Richter saying, hey, everything okay? What's going on? Hey, and then pretty soon I'm like, nah, I'm fine. Hey, you got any smokers? yeah, I got them if I need them. But sounds like they got hooked
good
up
deal.
With Porky Butts, and he was doing pork yesterday and chicken today and things like that. So
Porky Butts didn't have any damage. They're okay?
I think they're fine. He said it went about a mile east of his house.
Uh-huh.
Watched it go just east of his house, and then it just decimated that town of Elkhorn.
Yeah.
Just leveled at EF5.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. So it felt like we were in Oklahoma there for a little bit. We haven't had, the week before my hometown got hit just north of town and just leveled off buildings and houses and stuff like that. It luckily all went to the north.
Hey, your first surprise is here.
The first surprise.
What the hell?
Yeah. Hey.
you're gonna have to get on camera, Carrie Luke.
Hey,
we can't even hardly see
you.
I don't like to be on camera, D-Dub.
Okay, well, Carrie Luke, if you can't be on camera, then I found a picture this morning from 2010.
Oh no.
Okay. And we happened to be in Louisiana, and I was looking, so if you don't want to be on camera, then I'll just show this picture. So that
it wasn't in aisle 13, was it?
It wasn't in aisle 13, but this was one of my favorite Carrie Luke picture.
Sherry and I were just talking about that, and I can't find those glasses. I think I might have thrown them away.
Speaking of memories, does this bring back any memories to anybody?
Asshole Alley. Asshole Alley.
Yes, it sure does. It sure does.
Remember the
Bruce Ring.
Yes.
Remember the Jefferson. Well, really, Bruce Ring. Was it Bruce Ring or was it really Shannon that started?
I think it was Bruce Ring.
We weren't charter members. We just got adapted out.
We got inducted.
I think it was Bruce Ring there in Jeff City.
It probably was, because that was probably earlier than Shannon.
I kind of think, because you had him on a stake. Remember? You had him on
Yeah, because that one time that Grandpa Cheese didn't show up and we put his spot for lease.
Yeah. We were just down there in that corner at Jeff City.
Or was that Randy that we put the spot for lease on?
Probably both of us, you bastards.
Somebody didn't show up one year. and we put their spot up for lease.
Maybe that's how we got in.
It very well could have been. It very well could have been.
But then we never went back. After the women stole the Bruce's wheel chocks and burned them in the fire pit.
Oh, wait. I found it. 2012. Oh, no. Look at this.
D-Dub, be nice.
Yeah. Look at that. Oh. It was Twyford. It was Twyford that didn't show up.
I told
that
you.
That year, and we put his spot for lease.
That's
you
right.
You summed me out, you bastard. God damn.
Yeah, so we had Grandpa. It was Twyford that didn't show up that year in 2000. That was 2012.
But it Jesus was Randy Christ. That we have to thank for our friendship, D-Dub, because if it wasn't for Randy, we'd have never met.
Yeah.
Remember, Randy? You invited us to go to Minnesota to cook on the ice.
Oh, well, yeah, fire on ice.
No, I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong. Where we really first met was that meth lab contest down there in Southern Illinois.
Boy, memory's tough, isn't it?
Yeah. The contest down there by Centralia.
Yeah. That's where you met Twyford and us met. But then Randy, you invited us to go to Minnesota.
Right.
And that's where we met Darren and Sherry.
Yeah. Because that contest down by Centralia was a muddy goddamn thing. And I was the only fool walking around in the mud. And I remember stopping by and like, hey, how you guys doing? Because I forget. I think I was with Joel. And God only knows
Smokey
what was happening.
Joel.
I was with Joel hanging out in that deal.
We know there was Mai Tais. That was it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, I found another quick picture of that Jeff City contest of Randy sitting at Bruce Ring's ice cream place looking all pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
Because he probably shorted me fries or something.
I knew this was going to be a good idea.
Didn't he have hot dogs too or something?
Yeah, he had chili dogs.
Yeah, chili dogs. That
chili
was his
dogs.
Main thing, and the barbecue was kind of a side item, and then I think the barbecue ended up being a main item for him. He started doing a lot of catering and stuff. And
yeah. Hmm. Yeah, he's in Texas, old Bruce Ring.
Really?
He retired. Yeah, he called me.
Hell, he's been retired for years.
It hasn't been that long ago, maybe 3 or 4 months. You know, he was the head of finance for the state of Missouri for years. In charge of their entire portfolio. And he says, he told me a long time ago, he says, hey, my job is not to make any money. My job is just don't lose any. Right. So he had all these investment companies and whatever, and he got ready to retire. And so him and Beth were building a house on a lake down in Texas. I said, what are you going to do? And he goes, oh, I already got another job. I said, what's the other job? And he goes, oh, I got 3 or 4 rich guys in Missouri that now I'm in charge of their investments. And my job is, don't lose any money. And so he's working remotely. He's working remotely of managing finances for 3 or 4 rich guys. I asked him if he wanted to take, you know, Randy and I on, but he couldn't.
I bet he just shook his head. Just shook his head.
Speaking of Bruce's, remember Lynn Bruce?
Lynn Bruce,
yeah.
Lynn and Dot.
Yes,
wrapped your trailer in Arthur.
Remember you wrapped his trailer in saran wrap?
Who? It was Randy's trailer, wasn't it?
No, he wrapped Randy's?
No, my trailer got wrapped. My trailer got wrapped.
Yeah, Bruce did that.
Yeah. Lynn Bruce did it? I didn't think he had the gumption to do that.
No, I don't know who helped him, but he was in on
it's the wrap.
Yeah.
That's why he lost his job.
Do what?
That's probably why he lost his job.
No,
didn't
I think
KCBS fire him after that? I mean,
I think there were some other things that caused him to get lost his job. And my all time
second surprise.
Oh, there she is.
There's a second.
My friend.
How are we going to hear? Here, let's see.
Give her one AirPod.
Hi.
Hey, Sherris.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
What's up?
You know, this is the only way we can get Sherry on the podcast.
It's very exciting, so don't get used to it.
When she walked in, I'm like, okay, right.
I text Sherry 6 weeks ago. I've been really trying for this one, and I wasn't sure if we were going to get lucky enough, and we did. So this is a win. She said, I'll pop on real quick. I'll just walk in, and I said, that's all I need. That's all I need.
You're the best, Worth.
Oh, I don't know about that, but, you know, he always gets what he wants, and evidently Emma does, too.
Yes!
And I'm so surprised. 10 o'clock on a payroll morning.
Yeah, I was... Right? When she texted me, and she said, I can pop on, and I said, this is a dream come true. I didn't...
Don't get used to it.
Don't get used to it. Yeah.
Don't get used to it.
How are you?
Who?
Am I missing Carrie?
Carrie Luke, she wants to know.
Who's there? You and Brian?
Yeah, what? Well, you can't see. She doesn't want to be on the...
Oh, my
gosh. She doesn't want to be on camera.
So you can't see Carrie?
Even I made it on... No?
No, we can't see either one of you.
Yes, you can. You can.
Oh, there Darren. She is.
It's just Darren.
Okay.
It's just Darren.
I'm here.
I can see Brian's left ear and Carrie's right ear.
He just has his settings all messed up.
Oh,
no,
okay.
You guys are good. It's all great.
I kind
of fantastic.
What's that one show that used to be on? A man named Brady. Oh, the Brady Bunch. Kind of reminds me of the Brady Bunch. All four of us on the screen here.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's get six more people on here.
Yeah, that really is.
I'm just pumped. I understood that reference.
Yeah,
I don't always get Randy's references.
Lots of memories.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll have to say Lynn Bruce was a pretty good rep.
Yeah, he was.
He was.
He was a lot of fun.
He
scared the bejesus out of me.
How's that?
He scared the bejesus out of me one time when we were at Mount Carmel.
Yeah, I think it was Mount Carmel.
Indiana. He knocked on, right in the middle of turn-ins, he knocks on our door, and he comes in, and he has this box, and there's nothing in it but parsley. He said, Carrie, is this your box? I said, well, I hope not. And he said, I think this is your box, and you didn't put anything in it. And I had a heart attack on the spot. And then he just busts out laughing and says, no, it's really not your box, but this really did happen. I'm on my way to their site to tell them.
I've heard him do that
I
shit.
Thought, oh, and, my God, because I would do something that dumb. But
We had Lou Miller do that one time to us in Marshalltown. He brought back, and he wasn't even the damn rep. He was the contest organizer, and he shows up with a box full of parsley with a condom rolled out in it. He goes, hey, we got a problem. What? And he says, he opens it up, and he says, your chicken was rubbery today. That's back when barbecue was fun, and now everybody would just have a fit if something like that happened.
Oh, shit. Barbecue They'd have him called up on the carpet, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What were
There'd
those people's,
meeting.
Those
they'd,
old
they'd
people's
have,
name?
They'd have a board
in Indiana.
Meeting.
Oh, Charles. Hey, Randy, how about Kettle. When we were
Charles and Velma?
Yes.
Yeah. Velma.
And old Kett got her all drunk up that one night after the contest.
Yeah, he did get her a little sound. Yep. Yes.
Yeah,
she drank a little too much Sweet Lucy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a name we haven't heard for a while. It's Keck.
Yeah. Yeah. Keck, Dennis Keck.
Yep.
Lots of memories. He's still serving snouts and jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the east side of St. Louis.
Well, that's about the only place you can probably sell snouts or snoots.
Remember he used to come into, we'd be having Friday night happy hour in the bar, and he'd walk in with his case full of rings trying to sell shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Old Dennis Keck.
And I think Q Al was kind of his broker, if you want to know the truth. Q Al was always involved in his jewelry somehow, trying to sell. Well, this is a real good buy. This is a Mike. You don't know fiddly fuck. You know,
Sherry keeps coming in and out of the.
Oh,
Sherry
Q-y.
Keep coming out of the screen.
No direct questions for me. I can go.
No direct questions for Sherry. Any other questions for Sherry?
Well, you know, I feel like there's one big one. Like, what's it like being married to the biggest pain in the ass I know?
Would you want to take the mic and
answer that? Oh, don't put me on the spot. It's an adventure every day.
She knows.
It's like, you know, the hamster on the wheel. It never stops moving.
That's a good way to describe D-Dub, honestly. Always.
The hamster always going. Always moving. And his mind's always moving. So, you know, it's a treat every day.
I think Sherry's about ready to slow down, and Darren's not ready to slow down. She started to hint last night. She wanted to go to Lowe's. And, of course, me being the loving husband said, would you like me to go with you? Right? And I did, right?
Yep.
I did.
That's the story, yes.
So I went there, and then on the way back, just out of thing going, are we going to be doing this in 15 years? I'm like, well, why would we stop, honey?
Well, you know, the breakfast restaurant's cool. I'm glad he finally is getting a breakfast restaurant, but I've also told him that after that, we're done. But I think we all know we're not.
We are not.
No, you're not done.
Here's my one question.
Okay.
Are they all making money? Yep.
Oh.
Mostly, yes.
Okay, good.
Mostly, yes.
Mostly, yes.
Just depends what day it is, right?
Yep.
So how is the new restaurant?
You can't say too many bad things because, hell, all the employees listen to this damn thing, too. I'm sitting there going, hey, I heard on the podcast. I'm like, you're not supposed to listen to this shit. I'm not censoring my stuff.
I don't have bad things to say about the employees.
No, so.
They just need an exit strategy.
How's the restaurant going? Well, she's closing on Tuesday. Hopefully, we're going to close the financial deal on Tuesday. We'll see if that happens. And then we got a bunch of shit we got to do.
Those Pop-Tarts looked amazing.
We're gonna kick off the own a breakfast restaurant in true style. We're leaving town and going to Kansas City to the NASCAR race.
That'll be fun. You need to do that.
Yeah.
Get away.
Yes.
Get away a little. Turn that brain off for one weekend.
We need to be asshole deep into it is what we need to be doing, but that's okay.
Why that analogy?
As you can see, what? Emma likes our
Emma doesn't
Darren
like
and I's comments.
This is Emma every week. Emma does that face every single week.
Well, you say some pretty absurd things every single week.
What? Like asshole deep?
She has
exactly.
That point.
Exactly. That.
We're asshole deep.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. We're asshole Stop. Deep in the shit. It's up to our asshole, Emma.
Okay.
It's pretty simplistic stuff.
And then she criticizes some of my language, which I can't.
Well, that's...
I find it's kind of like
an
what
evening?
The fuck, you know.
Of an evening, you know. That's
of an evening.
What, did we ever talk about my intramural football team in college? Stop the bus and let my brother jack off.
Yeah, oh, Jesus.
It was my favorite team.
Yeah, this is what it's like for me.
This is what it's like to live with him.
I'm so sorry. I only do this for like an hour or two a week now, and it's great. But that's like plenty.
24/7. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. I know.
He's something.
He is something.
Yeah. The Pop-Tarts. You mentioned those Pop-Tarts. So, you know, the Pop-Tarts, I made a batch and the night before. Test batch and put them in, and Sherry's like, you overcooked them. I'm like, I didn't overcook them. You overcooked them. Okay, I'll make another batch. So I made another batch the next day, but she's like, you need twice as much filling. Well, the recipe I'm following says do not overfill, it will spill out. But we put twice as much filling in and watched it all spill out.
But you didn't overcook them, so they were much better.
I let Sherry detempt, so they were much better. So might do round three today. I've been playing around. I had some pie crust in the refrigerator, just store-bought pie crust. I think I'm going to go get the Smokey D's pie crust and try it out today. We might take dessert to dinner if we find time.
Sounds good.
Oh, we have to make some homemade strawberry jam, you know, because we're out of jam. Sherry ate it all.
Blueberry Pop-Tarts are my favorite.
Yeah, well, we could try the blueberry jam today.
Sure. That sounds good. Blueberry jam.
Yeah.
We're trying to practice jam, you know, because with a new restaurant being It's Your Jam, you got to have homemade jam, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I'm
right.
trying to play around with those recipes.
You need that recipe.
The fact of the matter is.
You need that recipe from what? That lady in Wisconsin.
Washington Island.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Kidding.
I should send Dick a message and say, hey, what's the scoop there? But, you know, the fact of the matter is, I'm not sure we can pull off making that much jam.
Right.
But I do know a guy that has a factory right up the street that makes jam that he could probably custom make a jam for us. That way we can bottle it and it'll be canned and bottled with the It's My Jam Cafe logo. So
yeah,
of course he knows a guy.
That'd be awesome.
He always knows a guy.
Of course.
Until that, though,
he always knows
freeze
a guy.
It.
Yeah, no, I know. It's expensive to make jam. Hell, that pound of strawberries was even – we used frozen strawberries in it. Just thought we'd use that for ease rather than trying to do fresh. It was $8.99 a pound. And
you're
that
watching
made
the,
a pound of strawberries made one pint jar.
Are you watching the sugar market? The sugar market's going out of sight.
Yeah. Is it really?
It's up about 40% here in the last probably 6 weeks.
Wow.
And they say there might even be a shortage
by
fall.
That's Randy's president doing that.
Jeez. Good thing we're on video.
Why?
Because there might be repercussions from that comment Darren made.
Okay, kids.
Okay.
Sherry, thank
Adios.
You so much for even just popping in.
I'm pumped.
Our fans are going to be so excited.
Thanks for inviting
Sherry's
us.
This is awesome.
We got to run, Dita. Yeah. We got to run. We got to get some Murdoch's. It's chicken day.
Murdoch's chicken.
Fried chicken?
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Holy
yeah.
shit. Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, it's oh my God, it's good.
You've talked about that.
It's good.
That place has good fried chicken.
Oh, it's good.
It's the best.
It's super good.
A dozen pieces in a bucket for $20 and two sides.
And two sides.
That sounds
and
delicious.
Two sides.
Yeah.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's worth driving over there for.
Should we send pictures?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'd send pictures.
Yeah, I'd send a picture.
Please
I'd
do.
Like to see it.
Please do.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, we're headed that way.
I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys joining.
Good to see
you.
See you guys.
See ya.
Bye.
You
guys.
Yep. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. I'm going to get you guys off. There you go.
Oh, that was a pleasant surprise.
Hey. There might be more.
Another,
who knows?
I know. I was guessing another one, but
maybe. Who knows?
I can
there
almost
could be
guess
more.
One.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe we'll see where it takes us. Yeah.
Lots of memories. Lots of memories. Especially with the Lukes, because people for one point thought we were so close with the Lukes that I mean, because the beauty of the Lukes is they owned their own business and they always had the ability to travel, right? Just like Sherry and I mean, we have this great business and we have great people in our business. And so we've always been able to do, we're not tied to the business on a daily basis. So it was like, Hey, let's go to Cancun. Okay. We're in. Count us in. Don't even have to look at the calendar. We're in. Right.
That's
and
fun.
So, they were a lot of fun to travel with, whereas, you know, Randy, he was like just getting started, you know, so.
Yeah.
Every time we got together with Randy, he made us work.
Oh, that's hypothetical.
Which I still love. I still like.
Yeah, I was going to say, you still work on your vacations, don't.
Yeah,
oh,
no
yeah,
shit.
No,
don't lie about
I
that.
Would,
I got
my,
you, Randy.
One of my dream One of my dream days would probably be putting Carrie, Luke, and Randy and I on the damn food truck.
That would
that sounds like
it would be a good day.
Oh, God, it'd just be so much fun.
Yes,
yeah,
it would.
We'd have so much fun.
I believe that. I would like to document that moment. I feel like it'd be pretty awesome. But so my mom pitched this episode idea when I started thinking, like, I need to do something big for our 1 year. What should I do? And she said, you need to get some guests on, kind of like SmartList does. And I was like, that's a good idea. That's a great idea.
Guest. Yep.
Right. And it'd just be like a fun, like, hey, you know, kind of thing. I don't know. And so the original plan was Sherry. And it took a lot of convincing. I'm really pumped she joined. I've been bothering her.
I cannot believe that she joined. Yeah.
It took a lot.
Blew my mind.
So yeah, like I said, I texted her like 6 weeks ago and I was like, hey, I'm trying to plan ahead. I'm trying to do this big episode for the guys. She's like, I'll think about it. And then I gave her like a week or two and I followed up and I was like, you still, what are you thinking? So I knew I was going to need a plan B just in case. She's like, I don't want to do it. And I was like, that's totally fine. I understand. And then once I got Brian and Carrie on or to agree to it. And
then she agreed to it.
Well, no, then she was like, okay, maybe. And I was like, well, you wouldn't be the only one. I promise. She's like, okay, maybe. And then she sent me a text Friday night. And she's like, I don't think it's going to work. And I was like, it's okay. I understand. And then this morning, literally like 5 seconds before I hit record, she texted me and she said, I can be there in like 20 minutes. And I was like, okay, do whatever you can. That's totally great. Thank you so much. Like, she's like, I'll just pop in. I said, that's all I need. The fact you're going to be on is a win. So I'll take what I can get.
Yeah. She says she doesn't even listen. I think she listens.
Maybe. Right. Yeah. We have quite a few listeners. I'm really proud of us. In the last year, we've really done not bad.
How many listeners do you think we're up to?
I think we're probably, well, without, based off downloads and views from YouTube.
We're at least six or seven.
Yeah,
oh,
at least.
Okay. Hell yes. Maybe 10?
Between downloads and views on YouTube, assuming that people don't listen to a podcast, download it, and then go watch it on YouTube as well, we are at about 400 listeners, and that's without downloads. So if I had to estimate, we're probably at about 550, to be honest, maybe even more than that.
Okay.
So we have a good little, I mean, it's a little following, but it's a following, so I'll take it. Hey guys, Emma here. We actually decided to end the episode right here. We ended up recording for about 2 hours and thought it would just be best to split them up into two episodes. So tune in next week for part two of our 1 year anniversary episode. We hope you guys enjoyed part one. If you haven't yet, follow us on social media at Cue the Mic Pod or find us on YouTube at Cue the Mic Podcast. Please follow us on stuff, download episodes, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Do all the things because that helps us know how many people are really out there. And we love our listeners. So we just want to get a head count. Randy will be really mad if I forget to do this. So boom, we're out. That is episode 54 of Key the Mic. We'll see you guys next week for part two.